From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an independent and transparent investigation into those deadly clashes along the Israel-Gaza border that killed at least 15 Palestinians, injured about 1,400 others, including more than 750 injured by live fire. A senior UN official told the Security Council the situation in Gaza might get worse in the coming days and called for civilians, particularly children, not to be targeted. Tabrook Zerahoun is the UN Deputy Secretary General.
Israel must uphold its responsibilities under international human rights and humanitarian law. Lethal force should only be used as a last resort, with any resulting fatalities properly investigated by the authorities. We will therefore also continue to urge Israeli security forces to exercise maximum restraint to avoid casualties.
Israeli military accused the Palestinians of trying to carry out attacks under the cover of mass protests they called violent. There are conflicting reports about whether the main Syrian rebel group in eastern Ghouta near Damascus has agreed with Russia to leave the town of Douma, the largest and last remaining rebel-held town in the area. Russian-backed Syrian government forces have surrounded Douma, where tens of thousands live. In Sierra Leone, ballot counting underway for the presidential runoff election. President Ernest Bai Koroma ending two terms. Voters cast ballots for either the ruling All People's Congress Party, Samora Kamara, or the Sierra Leone Party, candidate Julius Amada Biu. This is VOA News. Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai burst into tears, according to a family friend, took deep breaths as she entered her childhood home in the Swat Valley of Pakistan for the first time in 6 years since she was wounded by a gunshot. Reuters' Gillian Kitchener has our report.
It was uncertain whether Malala would even be able to visit the neighborhood due to security concerns. The roads were blocked off in the town as Malala, her parents, and her brother were flown in by a military helicopter. The visit reportedly lasted about 90 minutes. And according to Malala, who spoke at her hotel on Friday, the trip back to Pakistan was full of raw emotion.
I don't compare coming to Pakistan with anything. It has been the most beautiful day of my life. This has been the most important thing in my life. And I had never been so excited for anything. I had never been so happy before.
The Taliban claimed responsibility in 2012 for the attack on Malala when she was only 15 years old, for her outspoken advocacy for girls' education, which was forbidden under the militants' rule over Swat and their harsh interpretation of Islamic law.
And that gave Malala more resolve. A new girls' school built with her Nobel Prize money is now opened in the region where the attack occurred. Pope Francis led an Easter vigil baptizing 8 adults, including a formerly undocumented Nigerian migrant beggar who became a hero when he disarmed an Italian thief who was wielding a cleaver. Francis has made defense of migrants a key part of his papacy. The Pope traditionally welcomes new members of the church during the Saturday night service. Later today, Easter Sunday, the Pope will celebrate Mass and deliver his twice-yearly Urbi et Orbi blessing to the city and to the world. A funeral for scientist Stephen Hawking was held Saturday at a church near Cambridge University, where he was a fellow for more than half a century. 500 family members, friends, colleagues attended the funeral service. Ilias Khan is chairman of the Stephen Hawking Foundation.
Stephen Hawking's spirit, his courage. I mean, he was a very, very courageous man. Can you imagine for more than 50 years being trapped in that body? But his mind was free, so this is the most important thing about Stephen.
Stephen Hawking is known for his work with black holes and relativity. Despite being bound to wheelchairs after contracting a motor neuron disease in 1963 at the age of 21. And scientists are monitoring a defect Chinese space station that is expected to fall to Earth over the weekend. Might be the largest man-made object to enter Earth's atmosphere in a decade.
That's the latest world news from VOA.